This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, April 2nd. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, Governor Blagojevich launches a week-long publicity campaign to drum up public support for his budget proposal, but that budget proposal may get the most opposition from within the Capitol building in Springfield. We'll also have a look at our forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. Some state lawmakers are frustrated by the Illinois Senate's lack of action on electric rate relief. The chamber adjourned last week without reaching a deal or voting on a measure to deal with higher power costs. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Senator Mike Frerichs, a Democrat from Gifford, says he's disappointed the General Assembly left for a two-week break without coming to any resolution. Power bills skyrocketed for many people earlier this year, and despite plenty of talk from lawmakers, nothing has been done about it. Frerichs says Ameren and Commonwealth Edison, as well as their parent companies, did come forward with a relief proposal.
There's a fairly significant amount of relief for people with all-electric homes. We see some additional money for people who are in LIHEAP, those who are most hurt by rising costs of electricity. And there's a host of other things out there.
But Frerichs says it wasn't good enough, and time simply ran out to make it better. While the leader of the discussion says all parties will keep in touch during the General Assembly's break, no meetings are scheduled. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Governor Blagojevich, meanwhile, will spend 4 days crossing Illinois this week to promote his 2008 budget. Blagojevich kicks off the campaign today in Chicago before traveling to Elgin, Rockford, and Moline. The caravan visits Danville Thursday. The governor plans to spend the trip talking to families and business owners about his Investing in Families plan, which includes a proposal to provide health insurance for Illinoisans. The governor also plans to talk to state residents about a proposed new tax plan and a plan to invest $10 billion in schools. Congressman Phil Hare, he is touting a Democratic budget resolution passed last week as one that will help veterans and working families on the federal level. Krista Kukowski has more.
Hare says it's a victory for people across the state of Illinois. He says Democrats included big increases for education, defense, and homeland security. Hare adds there is a record increase for veterans' health care.
This administration wants to put people in harm's way. They fight, defend this country, and they come back and they deserve first-class treatment.
Hare says the measure also extends tax cuts for middle-income families. Democrats are also predicting a budget surplus within a few years. But Republicans say that will only happen if taxes go up. The House action is only a step in the process. A final budget deal won't occur until House and Senate leaders are able to negotiate. I'm Krista Kukowski.
Republican Congressman Tim Johnson of Urbana calls the Democratic budget a mugging of the American people after several years of tax cuts. Johnson also opposes the budget because it would allow the repeal of the estate tax to expire in 2010. Chicago-based Tribune Company has apparently accepted a buyout offer from real estate investor Sam Zell. That's according to a source with knowledge of the deal who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they aren't authorized to discuss details of the purchase. Terms of the deal weren't immediately available at recording time, but were expected to be announced sometime today. After spending 6 months soliciting bids and reviewing offers, Tribune had set a self-imposed March 31st deadline to announce a spin-off, buyout, or reorganization. The company's board reportedly spent much of the weekend sifting through competing offers from Zell and from Los Angeles billionaires Eli Broad and Ron Burkle. Tribune owns the Chicago Tribune, the Los Angeles Times, several TV stations, and the Chicago Cubs. A University of Illinois law student says the prevalence of healthcare products and other services online have more seniors using the internet. But Eric Carlson also warns that the elderly that use the web are also prime targets for scam artists. He says the population interests thieves not only because seniors are less aware of the dangers of online predators, because of their assets. They may include credit ratings, money in bank accounts, and the amount of equity in a home. Carlson says it's up to other populations to prevent internet fraud.
The younger generations need to step up and spend some time recognizing this problem and educating the older generations, and that, you know, children grew up with the internet and take it, it's sort of second nature for them and take it for granted, whereas their parents and their grandparents, it's a relatively new phenomenon to them.
Carlson notes that it's hard for the Federal Trade Commission and other agencies to track those con artists because they use anonymous emails and cloak themselves in secrecy with easily accessible software. Carlson's comments are in the latest issue of the Elder Law Journal, which is published by the U of I's College of Law. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Governor Ron Blagojevich is traveling Illinois this week to build support for his tax plan. The governor wants to place a charge on business transactions to bring in billions of dollars for schools and health care. While he hopes to sell the public on the notion, his biggest obstacle could come from under the Capitol Dome. Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford reports.
Blagojevich showed his strategy for a gross receipts tax early on. Just a day after unveiling his plan, he appeared at a rally in Chicago. The problem was state lawmakers, including fellow Democrats who control both the Illinois House and Senate, were left back in Springfield with little to no details on what the governor wants to do and how it would impact their districts. Questions from the press, lobbyists, and businesses back home flooded into lawmakers who could offer no definitive answers. Among those who say they were caught off guard, Mike Jacobs, a Quad Cities Democratic senator.
I can support the governor on a lot of levels. I have, and I will continue to support this governor. And I'm just asking that the governor spend some time with legislators, individual legislators, and talk to us. I mean, that's how you get things done in this building. I've been around here a long time. I know how a bill moves. And the best way to move a bill is to talk to people and find compromise.
The governor's spokespeople say he has been holding meetings since his budget proposal was unveiled. He's had several closed-door discussions with rank-and-file members in an attempt to find out just what it will take to get his idea to become a reality. Whatever he's been up to so far, it hasn't accomplished a lot, according to Democratic Senator James Meeks.
I have not met many people who say that they are in favor of it, maybe four people here that I've talked to, but other than that, I haven't met anybody.
Meeks is pushing a different tax plan, one aimed at helping education, and says there's greater support for that option. Top-ranking Democrats, including Comptroller Dan Hines, Treasurer Alexei Janulius, and Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn, have all raised concerns over the gross receipts tax. It might appear as Blagojevich is all alone on an island. But that's not to say the governor is without his allies. Blagojevich has foot soldiers in both chambers who can round up votes when necessary, and the Senate president appears to be on his side. When it comes to getting more lawmakers into the fold, he can always rely on business as usual. As he and all governors have done, there is the ability to make deals, such as funding a project in a lawmaker's district in return for a favorable vote, or making changes to help certain regions. Crete Democrat Debbie Halverson, the Senate Majority Leader, says this year is no different.
The day the governor gave the speech, I think some of the members were dubious. With all due respect to them, that's the process here. The governor puts his proposal out on the table, and then the legislature digests it, changes it, and does what they need to with a give-and-take process. And it takes several months to do that.
Halverson says the governor's bus tour is a good chance to explain the plan to the public. She adds the governor has also done a better job at keeping fellow Democrats informed of his ideas. Blagojevich's tax plan, though, could be a tricky vote for Democrats who are hearing from groups that have long called for more education and health care money, while at the same time hearing from local businesses who are predicting the tax plan could spell doom for the state's economy. Republicans so far have yet to show any support. Oakville Senator Dave Luchtefeld says it's being sold as a tax on big business, but says it will end up hurting the little guy.
I think it's so obvious that the average person out there knows that, you know, the big corporations that he's trying to make look like a bad guy, and in some cases they may be, they're either going to pass it on to the people of this state or leave the state. I mean, it's ridiculous to say that they're going to pay for all this. I think our middle-range corporations and even some smaller corporations will pay, and in the process, the people will pay.
The governor is spending time in several downstate cities this week bringing his message directly to the people. While it has worked with promoting other plans, some in his own party say the time would be better spent instead speaking to the elected representatives. Again, Democrat Mike Jacobs.
Voters are who you talk to at election time. But at a time when you're asking people to create an increase of $6 billion, you better be talking to people who have the votes. And I'm one of those people.
Illinois lawmakers are scheduled to pass a budget and finish their work in late May, but the lack of a consensus so far has observers doubting if they can meet that deadline, which could lead to a drawn-out session this summer. It's possible the governor stumping for his plan around the state will put pressure on lawmakers to side with him, or he could discover ways to make the plan more palatable to those whose support he needs. Either way, he should view the bus tour as a vacation. The real work back in Springfield is still ahead. I'm Sean Crawford.
This week will bring a change in the weather for Illinois and Indiana. Today, it'll still be partly to mostly sunny in northern Illinois and Indiana. Elsewhere, mostly sunny and highs ranging from 62 in far northern Illinois to around 80 in the far south. Things start to change after that. In northern Illinois tonight, as well as far northern Indiana, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild, the lows from 46 in northeast Indiana to 59 in southwestern Illinois. Then for tomorrow, in northwest Illinois, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, a mix of clouds and sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of those thunderstorms could become severe. The highs today ranging from 62 in northwest Illinois to around 80 in the Ohio River Valley. Those storms will precede a cold front, which will have the high on Wednesday, the high temperature, only 45 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, April 2nd. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.